Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Prote Impiranya, the former commander of the Presidential Guard of the Rwandan Army, is wanted for taking part in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. In April 1994, as violent Rwandan extremists were launching a bloody campaign of ethnic cleansing, Impiranya led the Presidential Guard Battalion. He's accused of playing a key role in planning the genocide, including training military groups and distributing weapons. The Presidential Guard, under Impiranya's command, is accused of assassinating Prime Minister Agathe Uwilingiyimana and 10 Belgian peacekeepers detailed as her bodyguards. Throughout the genocide, the Presidential Guard was reportedly a major driving force of lawlessness and destruction. For these and other crimes, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, now known as the International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals, indicted Impiranya on charges of genocide and war crimes and issued warrants for his arrest. The United States is cooperating with other governments, the United Nations, and the Residual Mechanism to make it harder for Impiranya and others sought for the killing to continue to elude justice. To achieve that end, the U.S. is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his arrest. If you or anyone you know has information on Prote Impiranya's activities and whereabouts, you can provide it with complete confidentiality. Please visit the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate website to contact the Regional Security Office. Email the U.S. War Crimes Rewards Program at wcrp@state.gov or contact us via WhatsApp on +1 202 975 5468. You can also visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/warcrimesrewardsprogram or follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/warcrimesreward for photos of the wanted fugitives. All credible reports will be investigated, and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.